Welcome to Sexy Mom Abundant Life with best-selling author and coach Kathy Williams, a show to help you tap into the support of the universe and access the abundance that's available in every area of your life. Listen in for conversations and tools to create more ease, joy, and possibility with family, relationships, business, and living. Kathy's joyful perspective will help you tap into your own wisdom and create a life of presence and abundance your way. Listen live on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, or anytime on iTunes or at iHome FM.
Welcome to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, everyone. This is Kathy Williams, and I'm joined today by Sophie Mihalko. And I'm so excited about today's show because we're going to talk about the art of selling. And I know that this is something that a lot of people avoid, are afraid of, all these things. And really, selling is so required if you have anything that you want to get people to do, including if you have kids, to try to get them to leave the park. You kind of have to sell. This show hopefully will help you, and I'm getting the sense it will help you not only in business, but also in other areas of life too. So thank you for suggesting the topic, Sophie.
Yes, I am so excited because I started selling something that a lot of people have a problem in selling, which is art. And so I saw a lot of people's reaction to when I started selling my art. It was very interesting to see people's reactions. So I decided, let's talk about this, right?
Yes. Oh, so I'm so excited to hear what you say, have to say, because I know I've had a lot of hesitation with selling in my experience with business over the past 20 years. And I've also been told by people, oh, Kathy, you could sell ice to Eskimos. So it's kind of fun to unpack what's useful, what's not useful, and the art of selling. So say more about that.
Okay, so first of all, I want to give you a little bit of background. I used to work for a very big mutual fund company, and I don't think I'm allowed to say which one because I'm going to talk about what they do. So I'm not going to say which one, but it's at the time that I was there, their assets were $1.3 trillion. So we're not talking small business. We're talking a very large business. Like our budget, I was in the multimedia department, and we covered videos. Basically, we did the presentations for the sales force. And just to create the presentations, our budget was $1 million.
I'm not hearing you. Oh, there we go. Okay. I guess there are some issues with the radio today. We were forewarned.
Yes. So, yeah, it's all about allowing the person to make an educated decision, right? But also making the decision that works for them. So,
you know, I mean, I had Ash Amberger on the radio last week, and we were laughing about how, like, even Brad Pitt has to build up your interest for his movie. If he creates a movie and then he does not tell people about it, like have promos and trailers and interesting things, you're not going to know and you're not going to go. Okay. So it's like having the best, most interesting, fun, useful product in the world won't go anywhere unless you actually do some selling. And I think selling, that word gets a little bad rap. Like, oh no, I don't want to be this sleazy salesperson. I don't want to have to convince or push or, you know, like, yeah.
Exactly. So let me give you a little experience that I recently had, because my furnace in my house, which is why I'm wearing a warm shawl, my furnace died this week.
So oh, no.
I had no heat. no heat. Therefore, I had to call in some companies to come and give me a quote because the furnace is a very expensive thing. So I had to call some companies and say, hey, come to my house and give me a quote. And the first person who came did the sleazy salesperson thing to the point where he, so like the type of thing where like, well, if you buy by this time, I'll give you this much discount and call me on Friday because I want to help you make a decision. And once, because on Friday is my last vendor coming in. So he's like, after you get your last vendor, I'll help you make it. I mean, the worst possible way of selling something, especially when you're a woman, it's like, are you treating me like I'm stupid kind of thing, right? So
yeah,
that was that was sales vendor number one. So now the sales vendor number two, okay, I'm going to admit that I have a prejudice because she's a woman, right? So obviously
interesting.
I was curious. I'm like, wow, a technician who's a woman, she went up in my attic. She got dirty like the others. She knows all her tech stuff, right? I was really impressed right there. She impressed me. But the difference was that the way she spoke to me was as an intelligent person. She gave me so much information that I felt I could go and sell those furnaces myself, right? Like,
really?
That's how much information she gave me. She gave me all the competitors' information. She gave me everything, right? And she told me ahead of time, she said, I'm not the cheapest one. She warned me. So she's not even trying to make it sound like, oh, you got to hire me because I'm the best. You know, she just gave me so much information that I'm like, of course, I haven't had my third vendor come in, so I'm waiting. But you know I want to hire her. I mean, it's like, of course I want her, right?
Well, and I love that she told you I'm not the cheapest one because that opens the doors of honesty, right? It's not, I'm going to sell you this no matter what, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to paint it in the best possible light. It's like, hey, listen, it has this and this and this amazing qualities, and I'm not the cheapest one.
Yeah. And then the other thing she did is because she knows that, you know, I probably don't know how to check companies' records. So she taught me so much about when you hire a contractor, this is how you check their license. This is how you check if they've had a complaint about them. Da, da, da. What, like,
wow.
I'm like,
yeah.
The education she gave me is going to help me not only in this experience, but in further, you know, further work. If I need to get further work done. So I'm like, she spent an hour and a half talking to me. So she spent a great deal of time simply educating me. That's it. That's all she did. And so, yes, I knew she was selling. Yes, I know this is probably a sell technique that she learned somewhere, but it made me feel like she really cared. She really wanted my best interest. So,
well, and I think that's the difference.
Yeah.
That makes a huge difference when you're not being talked at, you're actually being received and treated as a person. You know what I mean? Like, when you're getting someone's spiel, you know it, right? And they just go blah, 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 blah. I remember when I first became a coach, and this was, 2004, I had a mentor and he said, Kathy, selling isn't telling. It's asking. It's asking their needs. It's asking what's valuable to them. It's asking about their life. And that to me is creating a connection. Because again, if I'm getting to know someone, I'm not just going to give them a canned spiel, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, oh yeah, actually we are a match. Or no, we're not a match. And I want to know that because I am not everybody's, the coach for everyone.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. I mean, if you were the coach for everyone, you couldn't coach everyone, right? So it would be, you would give less. Exactly. So this is where, like, we have to sell. Why do we sell? Okay, so for instance, I make art. Why do I have to sell my art? I don't have to sell my art, right? except that the way that I do my art, I want the people to buy my art to have a spiritual experience. So it's a piece of divine wisdom that now comes into their home. And I just know that if they just get it for free, they'll put it in the wall, never look at it. But if they spend a good amount of money on it, you bet they're going to be looking at it because they know how valuable it is. They spend X and X amount of money. So they're going to look at it differently. And for me, that's important because I want you to have a transformative experience when you look at my art. If you never look at my art, you're not going to have that experience, right? So the reason why I sell it, and I sell it not cheaply, is because I want you to pay attention to it, right?
Yeah.
So we all have a reason. But find your reason why you're selling it instead of giving it away. Find your reason. And then you won't have a problem selling it. That's it.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So what's your reason? What's your why, mm-hmm. It's so popular right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, of course, I made some paintings that are very, very personal to me. So they came from a very deep, deep spiritual experience that came into a vision, the divine told me what to paint and I painted it. So these paintings are very, very special to me. So somebody is interested in one of the first paintings, which is probably one of the most spiritual one. And she was like, oh, well, I don't want to take it away from you. And I was like, no. This is a spiritual experience, which means I need to share it. Because I've had the experience. I'm done having that experience. Now I want you to have that experience, which is why I'm selling it. I don't, even though it's very personal, I want it to be in somebody's home so that it can impact somebody the way it impacted me. Right?
Beautiful. Yeah.
So when you create something, it's like, oh, well, I love it so much. Yeah, don't keep it. If you love it so much, that means somebody else can benefit from it. Share it. Give it away. Like for me, this is what it's all about. Give it away. In fact, the more you love it, the more you should sell it, put it out there in the world, because that there's a part of you in it and that needs to go out and be spread out in the world.
So, I know where this is a larger conversation and we'll probably head more into this after the break. I see a lot of healers who are trained in Reiki or access bars or you name the modality. And then they kind of almost hold those skills to themselves or once in a while trade with somebody and really don't actually launch and get what they're doing out in the world. And to me, it's a little sad because I often see that people want to. They want to be doing more of that work. They would like to be, sharing it. And there's a lot of hesitation around, spreading it.
Do you recall several times we see on Facebook this really stupid post about how Facebook is going to sell your images and it's not private anymore and all that? Okay. I'm sorry, I call it stupid because I think it's stupid, but if you don't, that's fine. But the thing is Facebook is a public space. If you put something on Facebook, you have to assume that it's no longer yours. In fact, I found out that from the moment that you put something on the internet, it becomes public, okay? Even the most secure thing, it becomes public. Now, of course, I'm not talking about credit card or something that could affect you or impact you. I'm talking about images, text, videos, all of that stuff, that's public. So you just have to assume that. Now, if you're putting it out there, if it's coming out of you and you're putting it out there, why in the world would you not want it to be public? Because you are judging it. either you're judging it as, you know, not good enough, or you're judging it as too private. It's a part of you. You don't want the world to know it, because if the world knows it, then they can use it at your advantage, whatever. That's the part that you need to look at, okay? It's why would you not want to share the most private thing about you? And really, when you look at that, I promise you, something is going to be easy peasy.
Thank you for that. And we're going to go to break in just a moment. All right, like right now. And I have a fun little process around, you know, getting out of judgment with these different things. So we will be back in just a moment. Thanks for listening to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, everybody. And I changed the ad. Yay.
Feed your soul with waves of consciousness on Om Times Radio. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hey everyone. Thanks for listening to Sexy Mom Abundant Life. I'm so grateful you're here. As a listener, you can pop over to meetkathywilliams.com and get 20% off any item in the shop, including videos, energy pulls, even private sessions, by entering the code SMRadio. Also at meetkathywilliams.com, you can download a free Create Your Life exercise and join me for online classes and Hawaii retreats. And if you're stuck, helping you get unstuck is my specialty. I'd love to work with you one-on-one.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Back to Sexy Mom Abundant Life. And this is Kathy Williams, and I'm here today with Sophie Mihalko. We're having a fun conversation about the art of selling. Not just selling, the art of selling. And I think you just heard the ad, but I just want to invite you to hop on over to meetkathywilliams.com. That is where you can find a money rain exercise meditation and also replays of the radio show. So if there's something you missed, you can find it over there quite easily under the radio ad. Not ad. I'm thinking too much about selling right now. Under the radio tab, T-A-B tab. And upcoming classes are there as well. So hop on over there. And as I said, the code to get 20% off in the shop is SM Radio, like Sexy Mom Radio. So, Sophie, we are having such a fun conversation about selling. And you have so much experience in this area. So is there an example you have of, like, when you feel like you didn't do a good job of selling and what you might have done differently?
Yes. Meant so much. So I think one thing I did not understand when I started selling is, you know, I'm selling something from the perspective of I already have what I'm selling. So, for instance, as a coach or a healer, I've already gone through what I'm coaching about, or I've already healed what I'm talking about. And so I used to make the mistake of speaking to people from the place where I am instead of the place where they are. And that's a big, big no-no. When you're selling, you need to really think about where are the people that you're selling to, where are they? And you need to speak their language. So, you know, when you and I used to do Access Consciousness, there was a word we did not use, which was manifestation, because with Access Consciousness, it means something different. But out there in the world, people understand the word manifestation much better than actualization. It's
absolutely
more friendly.
Yeah.
It's more friendly to them. So when I was starting, I was using actualization, but I was like, a lot of people did not get that, right? So if I started using manifestation, oh, okay, I know what she's talking about. So that's a big mistake that I was making at the beginning, was speaking from where I was instead of where they are. Or speaking from, you know, I already know what my product does, and so I don't need to explain it to you. But the truth is, if you have, especially the more original you have created the product, the more the people need to understand the features, and because it may not be as obvious to them, if that makes sense.
It's like educating again. What you said earlier about educating, and you know, I know you have more to say on this. I was just thinking when you were talking about Michael Neal, whose coaching program I went through, and he, if you haven't heard his TED Talk, it's pretty amazing. It's called Why Aren't We Awesomer? So he was talking one time. Yeah, it's so cute. Why Aren't We Awesomer is amazing. Check it out on YouTube. It's there. So if I were selling to someone I really love, like if I were selling to my son, okay, and if you don't have a son, you can choose someone else. And my son doesn't get it. He doesn't get why he needs this, even though it's pretty clear why he needs it. If he doesn't get it, what would I do? Would I just drop it and walk away? No, I would continue to kind of educate him about how it might impact, not me, his life.
Yeah.
Right? It's about him and what's going to change for him, and how, like, if you were selling, and what I love about that example is we often don't think about, if I was selling to someone I really care about, like, I wouldn't just walk away if they don't get it.
Yeah.
I would change my approach. I would present with, you know, maybe ask a few more questions of myself. Okay, how could I get this idea across? You know, what's going to make the most impact? What perspective does he need to see this from? Because if I say, oh, it's going to be so entertaining, you know, maybe he needs to hear, well, it's going to help you avoid the boredom of just being home alone. Totally different from it's going to be really entertaining and fun for you.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay, so I'm trying to think about what I was going to say next.
Sorry.
No. I love it. I'm practicing, you know, really listening to people, which is great, except I forget what I want to say after I'm listening. I'm like, okay, that was really cool. What did I want to say? So we're talking about selling. We're talking about mastering the art of selling. And you asked me what mistakes, is that right?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So the mistakes I made were first that I was not speaking their language. Okay. The other big mistake is that I created products and services that I thought people needed, but they didn't.
And oh, interesting.
Uh-huh. So I'm very educated in the startup world because I love startups, and one of my big dreams is to be an angel investor. So I studied this very much. And one thing that investors look at is, what is the demand for this product? So you can have the most amazing original product, but if there's no demand for it, what's the point, right? So it has, and there is something to be said about people that are so influential that they could sell, you know, ice cream to Eskimos. But unless you're a big influential person, unless you're Oprah, if you make something that people don't need, they're just not going to buy it from you, you know?
And I think sometimes, you know, I mean, a demand for a product varies based on the education that people have. So, and I'll give an example of this. So in Ayurveda, which I studied for a long time, it's kind of the sister science of yoga, so Indian mm-hmm. system of health. Mm-hmm. And they have these little benches for you to use the bathroom, like a little bench to put your feet on. Well, you know, that was a thing, and it's been around for years and years. And then this guy went on Shark Tank, and he created, you know, and I think it cost him like 36 cents or something to have this plastic bench made. And then he sells it, you know, at Bed Bath and Beyond for like $26 or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So through his ad, through this amazing YouTube ad, Squatty Potty has made millions of dollars because it's hilarious, first off. Like, I've watched that ad probably 7 times because it's like, oh my God, I can't believe people are doing this. It's hilarious. But also, like, it became this thing that people are educated in, realizing that, oh, this actually will help me with my hemorrhoids, or help me with my constipation, or help me with whatever it is. And before that, this thing existed for decades. Right? Not in the Squatty Potty form, but it definitely existed. And here's this guy who comes along and with help revolutionizes the way it's sold and the numbers that are sold.
Yeah, exactly. So education is critical. Absolutely. You know, you and I come from a modality that talked about being you, right? So I see a lot of the people that take the classes with this modality and then create programs for people to be more themselves. Now, they have some success because they're tapping into a warm market who already knows what being yourself is or means. But there's a huge amount of people out there who have no idea that they're not being themselves, or that being themselves is important. So good luck in selling a program about being you to people that don't feel like they need to, because they already are being themselves, right? So that's also the education, but it's also changing the word. So what are you saying when you're saying being you? And I told my client the other day, you're basically telling people, I'm going to give you freedom. Okay, now, how many people on the planet want more freedom? A shitload, pardon my French, but a lot of people. Right? One more freedom. So now if you say, I have a program about having more freedom in your life, okay, now I know what you're talking about. And it's just words. So it's not that what you're selling is the wrong thing, but how are you describing it? How are you talking about it? And are you fulfilling the need that the person thinks they have. I know you probably know that they have a different need. Like, you know that really what they need is to be themselves, but they think that what they need is to be free. You have to fulfill that need first before you can fulfill the other need. So that's also how people fail, is by not giving people what they need. A friend of mine is a translator. She translates French to English, and she just launched her website. So I went to see her website. It's beautiful. But the problem is, it doesn't tell me that she's a translator unless I'm reading the text. So I said to her, I said, your graphics, your visuals need to tell me right away, because everybody's visual today. Thanks to Instagram and Pinterest, everybody's visual. If you don't have a visual that tells me what you're going to do, like, her visual is a bridge. Now, I understand the idea behind the bridge, but it doesn't tell me anything about what she does.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
And so when you're selling, you need to, like, okay, how visually, how am I going to show that I'm selling love or I'm selling food? And you may want to puke. I know. I showed her, because she taps into the access consciousness population. So I said, use the dandelion, you know, like, right away. If you use the dandelion, people know that's my peep, right? Like, just use what people understand, and it make you feel like you are now same as everybody. So what? If you are selling more because you are same as everybody, it doesn't mean that what you're doing is the same as everybody. It's different. The way you're selling and how you're delivering your product or service are two different things.
Yeah.
Don't be confused.
Yes. And it's hard. So much of it is the energy. I know that's, to some people, that's going to be sort of a vague way of saying something. Like, the energy of what you're selling, the words mm-hmm. you're using, the colors, mm-hmm. all of that.
Yeah.
But also the energy of you and your idea. And in access consciousness, everyone, when we're trying to attract people to our business or our class, the words used are invite mm-hmm. people to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that does have a very different energy from pushing. And we all mm-hmm. we all have experienced that, whether it's in being invited to a date or pushed at by somebody And I see something percolating there. Yeah.
Can we do a little tiny exercise right here in a second?
Let's do it.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to invite you to a coffee date, okay? So I'm going to
Thank you.
I'm going to invite you to, like, in the way that most people do when they invite somebody to a coffee date. Then I'm going to do it in a way that I think you're going to say yes, okay? So here's how most people invite you. Hey, Kathy, haven't seen you in a long time. Would you like to have coffee sometimes?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. In your experience, what are the chances that you were going to get together to have coffee with that type of invitation?
Very small, because we're not
very small.
Specific. We're not like, hey, okay, do you have time next week? What day
okay.
is good? Yeah,
it's okay.
just sort of like, so, yeah, that's not going to happen.
Okay, so here's the other way to invite you. Hey, Kathy, okay, tomorrow's Friday, and I have time between 10 and 12. I want to go get coffee. You should come. Are you going to come? Are you going to say yes to that?
Perhaps, if I have time.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe
if you're
not.
Available.
Yeah.
Yes. If you're available, you'll say yes. The thing is, if I say you should come versus would you like to come, are you interested? When people hear you should do something, it's funny, but they'll say yes to it. They actually want to be directed. Not push, directed. They still can say, yeah, you're right, I should come, but I can't. They still can say that. But now you're showing them how much you care by telling them what you think is right for them. Okay, so this is really big, because unless you're telling people that you should do something, people don't think you care. If you say, hey, why don't you do this, why don't you do that? They're like, ah, okay, whatever, maybe. It's not that important. It's so subtle, and it's, I mean, I cannot tell you how much success I've had since I used you should come, or you should do this, or you should do that. Unbelievable.
Really? I love that. I need to explore that, because I'm totally not a should person. I'm always like, mm-hmm. I want them to choose.
I know.
But I have a friend who's very much, she's so enthusiastic about things, and she uses should a lot. You know, I'm having a painting party, you should totally come. Or, oh, I'm doing this, I'm going to this movie, you should do it. You know, you should come. Yeah, yeah.
And you and I met in a program. Oh, never mind.
Oh, yeah, we'll have to talk about that after the break. I make a little note. My brain never. Like, 3 minutes from now, life is totally different.
I know.
See you in a few. Thanks for listening to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, everyone.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sexy Mom Abundant Life. I'm so grateful you're here. As a listener, you can pop over to meetkathywilliams.com and get 20% off any item in the shop, including videos, energy pulls, even private sessions, by entering the code SMRadio. Also at meetkathywilliams.com, you can download a free Create Your Life exercise and join me for online classes and Hawaii retreats. And if you're stuck, helping you get unstuck is my specialty. I'd love to work with you one-on-one.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, everyone. It's Kathy Williams, and I'm having such a fun conversation with Sophie Mihalko. We were just talking about how we met before the break, which we didn't really get into. But we're talking about selling today, but somehow it went into how we met. So,
well, because it has to do with that. So we met in a program that a friend of ours was doing, and I will always remember how I signed up for that program, because she had told me about it many times, and I was like, yeah, whatever. It didn't catch my attention, whatever. And then she sent me a private message, and she said, so what are you doing? because you know you need to sign up for this, right? And then I signed up after that message. Like,
really?
She made it. She made it that in a way, it made, in a way that it felt like she had looked at my situation and what she was offering was what my situation needed. And because she made it so personal and so direct, I signed up. And it was not a cheap program, if you recall. So
it was not.
Yeah.
Yeah. So and funnily enough, when she was inviting people personally to her programs, I would do them. I did a bunch. And when she stopped having that personal touch, I stopped too. Isn't that so interesting?
No, exactly. And maybe she doesn't need that anymore. Maybe she has enough people signing up that she doesn't need to do the personal touch. But yeah, so when you show people that you care, people feel like, okay, she knows something about me or my life that I don't know, and I want to find out what that is.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Makes a difference. That's all it is. Yeah. It makes a huge difference. It really does. So to me, the you should come or you should do this works. It's unbelievable.
Well, you know, and if we do know someone that our program should benefit, would benefit, you know, I think it does a disservice to not offer it to them and to not educate them about it and not, you know, again, it goes back to the Brad Pitt movie. Like, if he has the most fun movie, or any actor you like, actress, you know, if they have a great movie and we love seeing them in a film, like, to not know about that film is a disappointment.
Okay, so imagine for a second that you have a program, and I'm talking here to coaches and healers and people who have a different way of doing things. You have a program that you know inside of yourself makes a huge difference in people's lives. Either allows them to succeed in their business, makes them better parents, makes them, you know, better wives and husbands, all of that, or simply helps them get out of depression. You know that that's what you do. Why in the world are you not doing everything in your power to sell it to them? Because you know it makes a difference. And this is where I say, how superior do you have to be that you cannot lower yourself to actually sell a product that you know is going to make a difference in people's world? You're acting like a superior B or G, okay? Period.
Tell it like it is, Sophie.
Sorry. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so interesting. Really interesting. And I think it comes down to, a lot of times we are afraid we're going to get rejected and don't want to be rejected, right? Like, and then you see people like, well, I have this yoga class that might help you, you know, instead of like, oh, wow, you know, I'm pretty expert on helping people get over their back pain. This class would really help you, you know, I've seen it again and again, rather than like, well, I do offer this yoga program that might be useful for you.
Yeah.
It's like we're hiding.
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely. It's, you're not doing anyone any service. Listen, I would much, like, how much money have we, you and I, spent on self-development program? I mean,
oh,
we're talking tens of thousands of dollars, right?
For now, sure. Yeah.
I could go and say, oh my gosh, you know, out of that, maybe I used one or two. I could say that, but it doesn't matter. Even, let's say I spend $2,500 and there's one thing that I use out of those, out of what I learned for $2,500. There's one thing that's worth it. So I don't, like, I have a client who paid me for a year-long program, and she made one appointment. And
that's
I sent her a message recently. I'm like, hey, I miss you. What's going on? and no answer. But what I realized is, what if she got everything she needed in that one appointment?
Yeah.
Well, what if she doesn't need the year-long program?
Yeah.
That's fine.
I've had someone say that too. They signed up for a six-week program. They came to two of the things, and the second day, they were just like, oh, my God, you solved my problem. I'm fine now. This is wonderful. This is the best thing, you know? And it's just like, okay, cool, right? They didn't even need the rest because after the first session, their problem was gone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have the feedback of hearing that from him, whereas you didn't really have the feedback of hearing that, but we can't assume that anything is a waste. I used to feel bad when people, you know, wouldn't finish their thing or wouldn't, like, continue or show up or whatever it is. And then we have to look at, like, that's really their choice, you know? It doesn't mean it's not working. It could mean, oh, it worked.
Yeah.
It's like this solo.
And maybe the fact that I'm thinking about this person, it could be that it's creating something in her universe that's making a difference for her. You know, like, it could be it. I mean, I have this habit of praying for my clients. So, you know, if you're on my client list and I look at my list and tell you, I'm like, oh, Kathy needs a prayer today. And then I pray for you. Cool. And you may not know it. But maybe that day you have a better day. You know what I mean? Like, I just, it's just how I, the, what we do is not logical. It's not linear. So it's, stop making the price or the stunning process a linear thing. It's not. It's absolutely not linear.
So by linear, we mean there's not step one, step two, step three. This is how it goes. You know, I remember Michael O'Neill is so funny, and I'll always remember this comment. I've never met a client in an elevator. Don't have an elevator speech.
I know. I love that.
It's like you, okay, so you that show up and respond to what shows up. That doesn't mean you can't have a collection or an idea of what to say. It just means you don't have one canned thing. Oh, this is good for all your problems, you know?
Exactly. And so I didn't think about it that way, but what I thought about was this. A lot of people ask me how to price their products and services, but what they have in mind is what is the value of what I'm offering. And that is not
the proper way.
Yeah, but that
people.
Is absolutely not the proper way, okay? So right now, you and I, the conversation we're having, I promise you that there are people that pay anywhere between $100 and $1,000 to have this content, okay? We're not charging for it, but there are people who
you
pay a lot
of money. You guys get it for free. Yay.
Okay. Now, exactly. But if I was to say, oh, I'm going to do a masterclass on selling with Kathy, I could easily charge $97 for this masterclass, easily, okay? So what it is, the value is not, the price you're going to put has nothing to do with the value, because there are a lot of great things out there that's free that has nothing to do with it. The price is
absolutely
about how much do you want people to take you seriously and consider what you're offering so that it has the impact that you want it to have in their life. Okay.
Hey, and hey, y'all, the most expensive private session I ever did was very possibly the worst.
That's possible too. That's possible
Isn't
too.
It? Yeah.
So for me, like, it was interesting. The most expensive session I did was not necessarily the worst, but really showed me that I had what it takes to charge a certain amount of money. Right? That's what it showed me. So.
Yeah. And that's very interesting. I mean, I could look at it that way too. Like, oh my. What I provide is so far and above what this woman, provided for.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's the value of it. It showed you what you're worth. So that's the value of it. So it's all about how much you want people to really consider what it is you offer, and then also your target audience, how much they're willing to pay. right? So if you're targeting, you know, people who are just starting in business, you may not sell them something that's $1,000 or $5,000. You're going to sell them something that's $100 or less. If you are targeting people who already have a business, then yeah, we can talk thousands of dollars because they actually will never pay for a $100 program. So you really need to look at how much your audience is paying for what. It's very important. So those are two things. Okay, we're coming to the end of the show. So go ahead and do your thing.
Do my thing. Which thing? The little exercise?
No. Like usually we say where people can find us and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. Let's do that. Okay, y'all, the little exercise I'm going to put as a PDF on the radio page on my site. So it is meetkathywilliams.com/radio. And then there's this little exercise you can do to kind of unpack what's in your way, you know, your fears, your hangups, whatever it is. I was doing this today. I've actually done it with all of my masterminds in the past couple of weeks. And it is profound for people. And then if you really want to, you know, do it and get some facilitation and feedback, you can book a private session on the website. And then we can really dive in a little deeper and unpack some stuff. So the place to find me and the show and upcoming classes and stuff like that is meetkathywilliams.com. Kathy with a K, Williams with an S. And I also really love YouTube. I'm on a lot of social media, but YouTube is my favorite because I like to pop in there with reflections and stuff like that. So my name on YouTube is Kathy Williams Public Figure, and you can just find any like tools, videos, reflections, stuff like that there. And how about you, Sophie?
Well, today I'm going to invite people to visit my Etsy shop for my art.
Oh, how fun. I visited. It's so cool.
I created a bit.ly link. So bit.ly/prophetic art Sophie. So prophetic, PROPHETIC art Sophie, SOPHIE. Go check it out. And if you want to reach out to me, go to SophieMihalko.com, SophieMihalko.com, please.
Yay, prophetic art, it's beautiful.
Thank you.
That's a new endeavor for you, huh?
Yes, I love it. It's so fun.
Wonderful. Yeah, it's important. You know, I think one of the important things when we're selling something is that kind of lights us up, you know? I mean, whether it's the item itself or the service itself or just making people's lives better lights us up. It doesn't matter so much, like, what exactly lights us up about it, but that some element does. Like, even if you're selling, like, I don't know why the idea of bullets came into my like weird, but this is going to make someone's life better, you know? And that service, because whenever we have a service in a way, like, we can charge money for that because it's something that's of value in the world.
Anyway. Absolutely.
Thank you all so much. Thank you so much, Sophie, for being here with me.
Thank you, Kathy.
And thanks for listening.
Thanks, everyone.
Have a great week, everyone. If you can't wait that long, we're on iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify, and IOM.FM. You can listen to replays any old time of the day or in the middle of the night, in your underwear, in your dress clothes, whenever you want. All right.
Yeah.
Have a good one, everyone. Thanks so much. Aloha.
Bye.